This is Basil Howard and it's Jewish Hour. If you've been to Prague, you'll have heard of the Golem, one of the most recognisable icons of Jewish culture. He's the sort of Hulk or super being created by the rabbis to protect Jews in times of trouble. Our reporter Nigel Soney went to find out more.
Excerpt there from The Golem by composer Professor John Kaskin of Manchester University. But just how much do people know about the legend of The Golem? Well, I asked two members of our community, Marilyn and Eric Cohen.
So what do you know about The Golem?
I remember it as a character in one of the Marvel comics. I remember when I was a kid reading about that, but when we went to Prague, didn't we?
It was said that it often saved Jews from anti-Semitic plots, but then, do you remember somebody telling us it was one Sabbath evening and it went bananas and went berserk and went out of control? Its career sadly came to an end and it's now waiting resurrection.
Apparently it was originally, wasn't it, to protect people, but whether it was overused or or what, it then attacked everybody. Instead of protecting the Jews, it actually turned against them.
Kathy Gobin has recently written a book about the Golem and began by telling me about the origins of the story.
It was said that the term Golem first appears in the Hebrew Bible in Psalm 139:16. We have the word Galmi, which means my golem, and it is often translated as shapeless mass or embryo, and rabbinic writings believe that this word connoted the unfinished human being before God's eye. But this is very different from the golem stories as we know them today. This is just where the term itself originated. The origins of the Golem story, as we know it now, really lie in the late 12th century, when Jewish mystics, Kabbalists in the German-speaking lands, used the term Golem for such artificial creations. There were some religious rituals, or at least some prescription for some ritual, to create an artificial man from clay, just like the biblical Adam, who would be brought to life through an incantation of Hebrew letters and words. So these are the precursors of the amulet that we have in many stories today.
And I believe the stories changed over the centuries.
Yes, these are the religious origins of the Golem story, but the story has since changed a lot. So in the 17th century, we have the first written reports of a Polish rabbi, Eliyahu of Chelm, who really lived in the 16th century. This is a historic figure, who was reported to have created a golem to carry out domestic tasks. And this golem grew taller and taller and ultimately outgrew its maker and killed him in the end. And this story then again mutates in the 19th century. It's a very similar story about a golem, but this time this golem is created by the Rabbi Lurf of Prague, also a historic figure, who lived in the 16th century. But this rabbi is no longer killed by the golem. Instead, the golem runs amok and destroys the ghetto, and Rabbi Lurf ultimately has to lay it to rest. And this is really the story as most people know it today. So this has become the dominant story about the golem. So it's really quite interesting, the emergence of the story as we know it today. We can say that the popularity of the story among Christian writers coincides with the rise of stereotypes about Polish Jews who were seen as particularly backward and superstitious.
And you've recently written a book about it.
Yeah, my book, The Golem Returns, came out at the beginning of this year. In the German-speaking lands, the Jews were seen as the quintessential others of the Christian European. And so therefore the golem in these early Christian writings is a symbol of the quintessential difference of the Jews in body and mind.
And do you see the story continuing to develop?
Yes, the story continues to develop and it's gone through many mutations since it first arose. I think we can say more generally that stories about artificial humans tend to highlight the problems that people perceive as problems of humanity more generally at particular points in time. In 19th century Christian Europe, there was this anxiety about so-called race mixing and the integration of Jews into European culture, which many Christians saw as threatening. And therefore, the golem arose as the sign of Jewish difference and the threat of that, the destructive nature of that. This was the way in which it was perceived. But since then, what's interesting is that Jewish writers have developed the golem into the sign of the playful Jewish difference. These are more recent texts that we see emerging, where the golem is a positive sign of the self-assertion of Jewishness in a playful and positive manner. So I think we can be curious about the ways in which this figure will develop alongside the story of Jewish and non-Jewish relations in our world today.
Oh, And that was Nigel Soney talking to Dr. Kathy Gelbin from Manchester University about the legend of the Golem.